Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, it's rivalry week, if it is indeed a rivalry, Mark. Of course, the Houston Texans have taken on the Dallas Cowboys three previous times in their history in the regular season. The Cowboys have won the last two. The Texans won the big one. That was their first one, the Governor's Cup on the line. How big of a rivalry is this?
Well, you know, the Texans won the last preseason meeting. That means they are in possession of the Governor's Cup right now because it counts in those matchups. But this is the big one, regular season matchup number four. And this goes back to game number one of Houston Texans history. Jerry Jones had a really rough night, September 8th, 2002, when Houston got the win. Shocking upset. Since then, the two losses, like you pointed out, I think this thing takes on a life of its own. It's more about the fans and the cities, as far as the rivalry goes, than the teams themselves because they're at opposite conferences. They don't play enough. But it's so hot and heavy around town. All the players in their travels hear it from the fans. They know how big it is. Look, the Colts game is far more important football-wise the next Thursday because it's a divisional game and maybe against the division or for the division lead. You never know. But this is huge. It's Houston. It's Dallas. It's on.
Yeah, it is on. And as you said, the players are well aware of the whole meaning of this in-state rivalry.
I think everybody, whether you're from Texas or not, you can feel that in this state, this is a big deal. Houston, Dallas, Texas is a football state. Football is king down here. And it's a big deal. Whether you want it to be or not, it's a big deal. And we're really looking forward to that opportunity, the challenge. And obviously, it comes with a lot of energy and excitement. So you hope to be able to feed off that and use that to your advantage.
You know, I did an event yesterday, and the only thing anybody said to me was, you know, either what does your wife think about your beard or, you know, you better beat the Cowboys. So, you know, I definitely feel that just from the community and the comments that I've been getting and, you know, even talking to different guys on the team, and you know, you kind of, they're the guys that have been here for a while that really understand it. Whether it's, you know, Andre or Chris Myers or Dwayne or whoever it is, they really understand the hatred between the two fan bases.
And Mark, I'm sure everyone watched the Dallas game this weekend. The offense looked to be just on fire, and this Houston secondary is going to have their hands full with these Dallas wide receivers.
Yeah, you look at Dallas, Patty, and they had that really impressive win over the Saints. They rallied to beat St. Louis on the road. They had a win over Tennessee. I don't know who Tennessee is yet. And Dallas lost game one badly to San Francisco. So who are they really? Well, they might have turned a corner as they're playing much better following that win over the Saints. So this is a tall order. They're still giving up 5 yards per carry. Maybe the Texans can run the ball. But, man, stopping DeMarco Murray, leading rusher in the league, and Tony Romo, we all know he can get hot. They got to find a way to cool him down.
Yep, absolutely. And the secondary, as I said, will have their work cut out for them. And I actually had a chance to catch up with Jonathan Joseph and talk about the Dallas Cowboys as well as where he felt this team was right now sitting at 3-1.
Right now, you know, we're at that point of stage in the season where it's still early, but it's a critical point stage. You know, last week was a big, you know, test for us, you know. So a lot of teams, you know, it's a big difference from being 3-1 and 2-2. I think we took a nice step in the right direction last week. And I think, you know, going forward, leading up until, you know, you get to that bye week, every game is, you know, viable, you know, so you can set yourself up late in the season.
Well, you set a pivotal point, and that's something I've heard a lot this week, not to discredit any of the teams that you faced at this point, but your next three heading into a really tough part of the schedule with three really tough or hot quarterbacks at this point.
All right. You know, the more and more you win, the more challenging it is, you know, week by week. You know, the tighter the game plan gets, you know, the more, you know, one mistake will cost you. And, you know, going up against any great quarterback in this league, you know, they can make you pay any and every play. And, you know, this week, you know, just happened to be Tony Romo and the Cowboys. And I think they're off to a great start this year. And, you know, they're clicking on all cylinders. You know, they got playmakers all over the field. And just, you know, for us as a defense, it'll be a big task for us.
You know, for you guys as players, do you feel the rivalry, the whole Texas thing, Dallas versus Houston, like maybe the fans do or we the media maybe build it up to be?
You feel it a little bit. You know, it's an in-state rivalry. You know, it's not like a college where you get to play them every year. You know, it's, in the league, it's kind of, you know, every 3 to 4 years, you know, with the schedule rotation and things like that. But I think it's still something big to be said about a state rivalry because, you know, in the state of Texas, football is such a big thing. And, you know, anytime you're going out and playing anything, you want to go out and give your best effort and get the W. So I think with all those things being considered, it'd be, you know, a big game.
You know, last week after this particular game, most of the offensive guys really credited the defense
for picking up the offense. Is that really something that really brings a team together and maybe can take you guys to the next level, is being able to pick the other guy up when someone isn't maybe up to par?
Without a doubt. You know, it's always about positive energy on the sideline, you know, in the locker room at halftime, pregame. You know, anytime, you know, throughout the game, there's going to be mistakes made, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. But you don't want to go out and point fingers or blame someone else. You know, it's all about what you can do the next play. How can I go out and help my team throughout the ball game? And I think, you know, through the first quarter of the season, we've been displaying, you know, great excellence of that, you know, across the board, whether it's the offense, you know, picking us up when we need a play to be made, or special teams going down and fielding the ball inside the 10-yard line and pinning the offense back, things like that. So I think we've been playing great complementary football all around.
Well, complimentary football, being a good teammate, those are all Coach Bill O'Brien kind of buzzwords. And we've talked so much in training camp at the beginning of the season about kind of his influence and buying into that system. Are you guys starting to see the fruits of that labor now that you're almost five games in?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, myself being a veteran player, been around this league for a long time, I've seen all the things that he talked about, you know, coming in here. You know, I've seen that success model before. I've seen it work for other guys. And I think, you know, him coming here and putting that mold around us as a team, and I think it's paying off for us right now, because, you know, in football, it takes a great team to win. It takes guys to, you know, back one another out there on the game field and to compliment one another throughout the course of the game, you know, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. And I think once you have all those things, you know, fitting together on the team, and you add in some good players and good coaching, I think the sky's the limit.
Well, as you're getting ready for the Cowboys, you had a baby yesterday. Just kind of little Danae, a little girl. I know your first girl, two boys previous to that, but just talk about, A, how special that was, and B, doing it in a game week in the middle of football season.
Oh, yeah. It kind of came by surprise, you know, Monday coming in, you know, with the schedule, reviewing the game, and got a phone call from my wife once I left the stadium. She pretty much told me that she was being checked in and that we was going to have the baby on Monday, which was a week and a half earlier. So, you know, for me, I was really ecstatic just to have a chance to be there and not be on the road traveling or in a game situation. And just, you know, to have my first baby girl, you know, it means a lot for me and my family. So I was just blessed.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Jonathan Joseph has been playing very well this year. Also, congrats on the new baby, Danae Marie.
Danae Marie, and she was
right.
A big one. She was over 8 pounds. His
really?
third child, first girl, biggest one of the three.
Almost available for the practice squad soon.
All right, we've taken our time out here on Texas Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll give you a little update on Jadeveon Clowney. Stay with us.